Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story now. Fired Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy whose reinstatement sparked a legal battle with the Board of Supervisors, files a new legal effort looking to get his job back. We have the very latest now, a live report from KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
The lawyer representing Carl Mandoyan has filed a writ asking a judge to order Sheriff Alex Villanueva to conduct a new investigation. Mandoyan's original termination stemmed from allegations of domestic violence, but his attorney, Greg Smith, says a new Sheriff's Department report revealed new information
that showed that the advocate that was prosecuting the case against Mr. Mandoyan had hidden evidence. What she had done was she took a tape recording of a friend of Mandoyan's accuser. In that tape recording, the friend said that the accuser had told her that Mandoyan had never touched her.
Earlier this year, a Superior Court judge overturned Villanueva's reinstatement of Mandoyan after the Board of Supervisors sued, saying it was unlawful. Attorney Skip Miller represents L.A. County. He had this to say about Mandoyan's writ.
It's like a fourth bite at the apple, and that doesn't work legally. Totally frivolous and improper.
It should also be noted that a federal judge tossed out Mandoyan's retaliation lawsuit. Chris?
All right, Margaret, thank you. A San Diego woman who pled guilty to running a Ponzi scheme and ripping off investors to the tune of more than $6 million apologized in federal court today in Santa Ana. The judge then sent her off to prison. We get more now. A live report from KNX 1070's John Barrett in Santa Ana.
Through tears, Susan Margaret Worth told the court she was deeply sorry for ripping off her victims, saying that she worries about them and that in the future she wants to live a life of integrity. And she asked the judge to show some mercy. He sent her to prison for nearly 6 years. One of the victims, who lost $1 million, almost all of his retirement money, had mixed feelings about her apology.
But I think also when they're put in prison, sure, they're sorry because they don't want to be there.
The judge ordered Worth to pay restitution in the case. Another victim lost more than $3 million, but the man who spoke to KNX says he doubts he will ever see a dime.
They really tried to find it, and it's gone. Typical Ponzi scheme, take from Peter to pay Paul, and just trying to keep people happy enough to put more money back in.
He says he is now living in his motor home and doesn't know what he's going to do. Live in Santa Ana, John Baird, KNX 1070.
A court battle is underway to halt the purchase of one big cellular company by another. Many fear it could result in higher cell phone bills.
California is currently one of 14 states fighting this already federally approved purchase of Sprint by T-Mobile. It is our state's Attorney General, Javier Becerra, who says one less cellular competitor is bad for consumers.
These two, T-Mobile and Sprint, offer wireless phone service to more than 13 million consumers in California. Keeps people connected with family, helps them pursue a job, or lets them access the internet to study for school. Even small increases in price or decreases in service would have significant long-term impact.
The feds had already signed off on T-Mobile's $26.5 billion purchase of Sprint. T-Mobile tried to soothe critics by saying it would freeze prices for 3 years. A federal judge in Manhattan is hearing arguments in this case. Trial expected to last 2 weeks. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Investigators are trying to figure out how a fire started and why a man refused to leave a burning apartment in San Bernardino. This fire started inside the unit on the second floor of a complex. This is on West 2nd Street. Smoke was everywhere, flames shooting out of windows. San Bernardino County Fire spokesman Eric Sherwin tells KNX that other people in the complex were safely evacuated before firefighters forced their way inside the burning unit to rescue the man who refused to leave.
That person was treated and transported for serious burn injuries, including respiratory injuries. They were transported to Arrowhead Regional Medical Center, which is our regional burn unit.
Tells us it's unclear at this point why the man did not want to leave his unit. The fire was eventually put out. Investigators are still assessing all. all of the damage. Today, the LAPD is showing off how its newest crime-fighting tool really works.
It's like something out of a crime fighter cartoon. It's a device, and it looks like a remote control, but it shoots a cable that basically lassos the suspects so they can't run away.
There isn't anything out there that's been developed to control somebody's movement, to restrict their mobility, so that those pain compliance tools might not have to be used.
Mike Rothens, the COO for RAP Technologies, is a retired assistant sheriff with the LA County Sheriff's Department.
When you use it on the arms, you're able to restrict the mobility of their arms. And then, of course, anywhere on the legs, whether you're wrapping the ankles or the knees or the thighs, it restricts that person from running towards you or running away from you.
He says the BOLA wrap is not made to be used on aggressive people and won't replace a taser. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Golden Globe nominations announced this morning.
While the Globes have become a bit more mainstream in recent years, there were some surprises, like Joker being nominated in the drama category. Glenn Whipp of the LA Times explains to KNX how it happened.
This is a group of 87 voters, so it's a small group, and you just need a few voters to really dig something, and obviously Joker did. I think it doesn't hurt that the movie made $1 billion.
He says voters are probably also thinking about ratings for the award show. Another surprise is Robert De Niro being snubbed for an award. The Globes are now seen as an indicator of who will get Oscar nominations. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And you can see the full list of all the nominations by going to our website, knx1070.com.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at knx1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.